Welcome back to Tales from the Apps, a sometimes ghost story, but yeah, no, it never really turns out on this podcast, to be honest. Something fucked up always happens.
People don't want happy endings.
No, but me, your host here, and Rhea. Andrea? Or is it Andy on this podcast?
I thought you were Andrea. I was like, who's that?
I think I'm Andrea. Andrea. And then my beautiful little co-host here, Junior.
Hello.
El Jefe. And then Benvenue. We brought a special guest on.
Oh, introduce yourself, sir.
Jesse?
Yes.
Is that you, Jesse?
Hello.
Have you been on this podcast?
Several times already.
Have you?
You know what? I am 33% owner of this podcast. I'm just saying.
So Jesse hails to us from one of our other podcasts, mm-hmm. Make It a Combo podcast, where we review new movies. And then he also has his own podcast.
Yes.
Jesse, tell us about that.
Dream Talk, the podcast where I talk to friends, family, gurus, and we discuss people's dreams. I haven't said that a bazillion times
before. No, that wasn't a commercial, motherfuckers. He literally just said that. Dream Talk, the podcast.
He went into his phone voice. Dream Talk. Calm down, bud.
Oh my gosh, he's so excited to tell us this story today.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you guys a story.
I'm excited. So he's gonna share with us a story, kind of goes down a little poly path.
Ooh.
Right? Yeah. And if anyone knows Junior and I, we're in an open relationship, so we've dabbled in that kind of lifestyle as well. So I am interested to hear this. So Jesse, tell us, like, how did you meet this feller? And then where did it go from there?
How did you dip your toe, if that's all you dipped?
Okay, you know.
Toe the line?
So, dip toes?
Right? You tip toe the line?
Tip toe through the blah, da, 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 da. Okay, so of course, you know, it's on the apps because I don't meet anyone in person. It just doesn't work for me. It's not like straight people. I can't just go up to people.
Bro, that's the point of this podcast, is because it's only dating on the apps.
It's all it is. It's all that I ever pretty had. I've never dated anyone in real life, like right? Meeting them in person.
Or somebody like introducing you to somebody.
I mean, I've done that a couple of times, but that was way back.
Have you?
Oh, I've been introduced to people.
Know the people that I get introduced to.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, because
if I don't trust my
straight friends.
Mm-mm.
Automatically, if there's one other gay person, they're like, you absolutely have to meet them. And then they are Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They are.
No, this one.
Sweet as can be, but not for me.
No, my friend was talking this person up. Is this, is that? Mm-hmm. Shows me the picture. I was like, the holy fuck? Mm. He's like wearing some black tank top and he's this tiny little bald man with like a thick silver chain. Who do you think I am, baby girl?
Is it that guy from 90 Day Fiancé
or whatever? Oh my God. I was just like, he could be nice as can be, but look at me, sure?
Exactly.
Don't do that. So anyways, so you met this person on a dating app.
On a dating app. Okay. Maybe sounds like chopping down a tree. I'm just going to say, you might scream this word when you're chopping down a tree.
I mean, that would be timber.
It's timber?
Yeah, but if you were there, you could be screaming timber.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
And you know what, guys? I'm really bad. I don't read anyone's bios. I go directly upon looks.
Swipe,
because
swipe.
I can go after the fact and read people's bios.
Yes.
Isn't that how everybody do it?
Yes.
I think some people read everyone's bios.
No.
I go basically off looks.
Sometimes when I have time, mm-hmm. I scroll down to the basics to make sure there's not those keywords that I don't want. Like mm-hmm. conservative, relationship. Mm-hmm. Like those things, I'm like, left.
Yeah, I see long term, I'm like,
mm-hmm,
left.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, but a lot of times I do just what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Picture. First picture. First swap, picture. Swap.
Well, sometimes I go through to the next picture because we've talked about this before. If you're putting a picture of you and somebody else in there, I know you're not
the
cute
one.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
You are the one that's hiding in the corner.
Yeah.
not interested. Don't try to trick me like
or,
that.
Or heavy filters on the first picture.
Ooh.
You should then keep looking through the pictures.
From
maybe.
the '90s.
Yeah, yeah.
All the blurry pictures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A picture of a picture.
Yeah. Not like, but like some of them will be pictures and they just blur it.
Or chest. I'm like, I don't want to date a chest. Maybe I want to feel it, but you know, that's it. Usually if you just show me the chest, it's because above.
Junior's like, I will definitely date a chest. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Just have chest pictures out. Really? He's swiping.
I bet for you, but for me, I also need to look at that face. That mug needs to talk to me.
The
face,
well, the boobies just caught my eye.
Yeah.
And then hopefully I get a face picture.
You get attention, right.
And then depending how good the boobs look, there may be some leeway with the face picture.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You don't have to look at her face all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Close my eyes.
I mean, usually I want to talk to the face, but okay. So I matched with this dude and I usually don't message right away because I kind of want to give it the time. If you are a robot, that your account has been reported before I even attempt it. If I get an automatic, like a hey or a thumbs up, usually I'm like, you're a robot.
Okay.
You're a robot. I don't want to waste my time. Please.
Especially if you're too hot. I never even think about robots.
God, I get them so often.
I only know once they start talking.
Or broken English.
Broken English. It'll be, they don't answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But they go into something. You're like, oh, robot. Scam.
Aren't you fucking lucky?
Yeah, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Probably every third one I get is a robot. Constantly getting robots. All the time. Especially when they're really hot. I'm like, this is a robot.
Maybe know your expectation then, man.
Maybe I'm really like in someone's fetish.
Are you guys swiping on fucking French models and shit? And you're like, we matched. Yes, bitch. No,
hey,
bitch. Stay in your league, motherfuckers. Happen.
Just like when we review movies, this shit happens.
Yeah. Well, when I stay in my league, it doesn't fucking happen to me.
But I start talking to this guy, or he starts talking to me. I can't 100% remember. You know, we do the regular chitty chat, chat. What's your favorite color? Things like that. And then he finally mentions that he's poly, he's in a relationship, and he's married.
He's married.
Yeah, and he has kids.
Married with children.
Yes.
But poly.
But poly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Married to a woman.
A woman.
Right.
A woman. And at that point, I'm like, look at his profile. And it does say it on there. But I was like, how do I put the filter so that these people don't show up for me?
You gotta pay for premium.
I
didn't tell you guys I did pay for that for 1 month.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see everyone who liked me.
Yeah, I've paid for that before.
And
cleaned up my likes.
I sure did. I was like, you can like me all you want.
Yeah.
Get off my thing.
The grossies. When I pay for that, I look and I'm like, oh, I'm so sad.
Cry a little bit. You cried just a little bit.
I'm like, you really swiped? You really? Oh, you thought? No. No. At least when I'm just blind swiping, I'm like, no.
Yes.
But then I'm like, they fucking thought they could.
They thought they really could, and they live like 110 miles away.
My daughter said the same thing. She's like, I cry when I find out the guys that swipe on me. Wow.
Boo.
They're shooting their shot.
Boo. They're shooting their shot. They're playing basketball, but I'm over here playing like Tetris. You know?
It's not even the same thing. Very accurate because this boy doesn't play sports.
No.
All right.
I love that he's on Tetris.
You start to get to know him.
I give him a chance.
Okay.
And he's like, can we take this like off the app? I'm like, sure, whatever.
Sure.
It's already been like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. 2 weeks on the app and then you're
on
fine.
And off, you know.
Sure.
It's like consistent. The conversation's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys, I'm a busy person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not going to constantly be chatting with you all day long. So it probably was, we talked for another week and there was like 2 days that I didn't send him anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I supposed to say?
I'm
busy
on
the weekends, nothing to say. Mm-hmm. Oh, how's your wife? Mm-hmm. How's the wife doing? How's those kids?
Yeah, how was the Renaissance fair?
I don't want to know.
I don't care.
So then he sends me a message saying, hey, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
I'm like,
what was working out to begin with? It was a conversation.
It was, it was a combo. I didn't think we were falling in love. Like, where did you think this is going? And I was like, hey, you know what, dude? I'm gonna let you know, I don't have time to just be falling over you all the time.
And he's in a committed relationship. Yes. So this would very much be a flingy thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you expecting commitment from me for?
Exactly. And if you want the commitment, you need to make mm-hmm. the initiation. You need yeah. to be starting these conversations. I'm the one that you're trying to lure over there. Yeah. Guess who I'm not luring over? A whole fucking family.
Yeah.
I don't need your whole family. And how's that going to work?
You can yeah. second husband.
I don't want it.
No. What do they call it? Sister wives?
Yeah. Sister.
Brother husband.
I'm not brother interested.
Husband. That sounds fucked up.
Except for it's not, because you would be his
yeah.
partner, oh, not I, hers. Like, yeah.
I want, because I have talked to other poly people before, mm-hmm. and they have been in relationships with women. And the one number one thing that I say is, it will never be a threesome between us.
Yeah.
I'm not interested with getting with your wife.
Yeah.
They might be beautiful, but it's just not my thing.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not interested. This is not getting over there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, keep your distance. I don't even want it. Like,
if not there's even any same room.
Chance, any chance that she could get pregnant from me, God forbid.
What?
My life's Jess over.
All, it drops on her. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, pregnant. Get away. Get the Clorox. Get the Clorox.
Gross.
Nasty. So, yeah, he just, like, stopped talking to me. I was like, hey, dude, is what it is. Then he matched with me again.
Oh, shit.
How long ago? Like, how long in between?
Probably a couple months, because then I just did the paying for it to see who likes me.
Okay.
And he just showed up again. And he messaged me, and I was like, he's like, have we talked
before?
Wait.
Yeah. Wait, because isn't that you both have to match in order to talk?
When so I was just swiped. Going.
Yeah.
Because it was unlimited. I was doing it for like an hour, just back and forth. I was like, I'm gonna use this $40 that I just spent.
Yeah.
Blow my back out, daddy.
And he showed up again. He messaged me. He's like, hey, haven't we talked before? I was like, yeah, it didn't work. So
I don't know why I swiped right.
Yeah. But I do that on purpose. When I see somebody, I'll be like, mm-hmm. ooh, did we match? And then when they do, because women always have to initiate the conversation, I'm like, are you a sucker? Are you a sucker for fucking pain? Why the fuck would you rematch with me,
you
bro?
You initiate the conversations?
Yeah, on Bumble.
Oh, on Bumble. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. And that's the only app that I'm on. I'm lazy.
Lucky ducky.
Lazy. Anyways, let's take a little bitty breaky. Thank you for sharing that story.
Can you guys stop talking right then again?
Yeah.
He didn't try anything?
Yeah, I'm not going to give any energy at that point.
I was just wondering.
One thing I've learned about Jesse, he's not going to keep going back. Especially, I feel like, in this type of situation. Mm-mm. There's no future for you two there.
No.
Really. Like, that's, again, fun. And if it's not fun, you're out.
Too easy for you to get sex.
So. Yeah, that's... Mm-hmm.
You're not going to waste your time with that shit.
He wasn't that hot either. So it's not like I was like, oh, shucks, I missed that. He was mediocre.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I'm lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been a good fling, right? Yeah. Be able to go, do,
you
come
know,
home.
Go back to your wife.
Yeah, but I would think that that's probably too busy for you.
Yeah.
Because you probably want somebody, especially on those lonely nights, you want somebody the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you should. You have your wife every day.
He's got to explain it to the wife, though.
Hey, they're in an open relationship. Let's take that break.
Okay, thanks for running our show, Jesse. Let's take that break. Go ahead.
33% of this company.
Jesse's getting power hungry over here.
He's like, I run this shit.
Hey guys, it's Jesse from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes. If you love what you hear, please check out Make It a Combo and Dream Talk, the podcast. They're sure to keep you entertained.
Oh.
Sorry, it looked weird. Sorry.
That's okay. I assumed that you wanted to run us back into it since you closed us out.
You know what, everybody? Welcome back. This is now my podcast. I need a third one. I just have so much time.
Jesse, you can have it, man.
No, thanks.
You know what? You are now the proud owner of Tales from the Apps. Anyways, welcome back. We're going to do our second segment where we do a little Ask the Host segment. Did you know? And a safety corner. So, you were going to sing our song, weren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, we do it together.
Okay. All right. Then we'll do it when it's time.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's when we do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So first thing is ask the hosts. Okay. Bruno, get your motherfucking ass down.
Here's a question.
Stay. All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
How do you discuss bad sex with your partner?
Ooh. Through text message.
Through text message?
Yeah.
Like the day after? What? I mean, this is just like, you're just, it's not working. Do you do you stay with that person even if it's bad sex?
Bad sex? Oh, man. There's so many questions that go with that, though, right?
Because
now I'm wondering, is this just the first time? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the scenario? Mm-hmm.
But it's saying, you know, like partner. So this is, maybe you just have a bad experience with your partner. You guys have been together for a while, and then just one day it's just bad.
Like it's continuously bad?
I don't know.
You know what? Okay. I kind of have a little bit of experience with this.
Okay.
I had an ex where trying to talk about sex stuff, like sexy talk.
Yeah.
She couldn't do it.
Right? Oh, like dirty talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it kind of made everything like... But I tried to talk to the person about it, like, you know, even afterwards, like, hey, you know, it's not real. You don't have to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, sometimes sex can be kind of repetitive or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you throw a dirty idea and it's like, well, rev the engines just to get you to that point.
Uh-huh.
Could not do it. Mm-hmm. Not do it.
I think some people have a hard time disconnecting that.
Pulling out of that situation.
Yeah. I'm not going to act like I know more, but okay.
You just acted like you know more, Jesse. He said, I'm not going to act.
I'm not going to act like it, but this was for you just a small little look into maybe this relationship's not working.
Uh-huh. True, but that's one thing, right? But there are, I've seen on some Reddit stories. I think it's a way
just coming in. Usually I feel like at this point, there's something more than just when the sex.
Sex is getting bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if sex is getting bad, that's probably a big indicator that it's probably not working anymore, right? Yeah. Because that's a pretty intimate thing. Because
there are...
They're what?
Oh, I thought you were going to cough.
No, I was just scratching my nose.
She's going to sneeze.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay.
But they're...
So yeah, I think if it's relationship stuff like that, it could be, oh, that's...
It's like a sign.
The relationship is going down. I've been in other situations where sex was bad because of a certain smell.
Okay. Ooh.
And I have...
And this was your partner?
It was a partner.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I had to tell that person.
Mm-hmm.
And that was... To be honest, I ghosted that person.
So you didn't tell that person?
But no, but they asked me, and I go, do you want to know the real reason why? She said yes, and I told them.
Mm.
I was like, there was a foul odor that was just too much for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have walked out in sex because of, well, it was a taste. More like it. Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, like, bad head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not necessarily the sex part. Maybe sex is fine. Sex is sex. Most of the time, right? But I've had head both directions can be bad. Do you discuss that with that person? Is it somebody that you stay with and you just work through that?
I think if it's somebody that you're in a relationship with, you definitely want to talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And try to get them to be on board with you. Try to explain it in a way where nobody's feelings get hurt. Mm-hmm. Talk about, hey, you know what? I love what you do, but I can't. How about trying this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think guys' egos are much more fragile when it comes to this kind of stuff than a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I've had first ex-wife, she thought she was really good at giving head.
Uh-huh.
It was like putting my dick through a cheese grater. So I would be like,
and she had braces. Stupid.
I have more questions.
Nope. There were no braces.
This was in Texas, huh?
Yeah.
On a certain ranch?
So what I would do is make sure she didn't give me head.
Okay.
So when she'd go down, you'd like pull her up?
Like let her do it. And then, oh, okay, time. And do that. But if it's a person, just somebody you're sleeping with, if it's bad, I get them to stop and be like, oh my God, you got me turned on. I want to fuck you.
So you never told her she wasn't good at it?
No.
Oh, really? Mm-mm. I think you should tell people. Like,
I was also very young.
Back then. I know when I do it, I'd rather you tell me what you want me to do. Because I know certain people, like certain men, don't like their balls touched because they're too sensitive. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, I'll do things. Give a good tug. Yeah, sure.
Yum, yum, yum. Junior just said it here. He'll eat him up. I want to rewind and replay that
But
twice.
If you don't tell me, like, hey, just you don't do that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you do want me to do it, and you want me to do it more than I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. You got to tell me. Because otherwise, like, how would I know? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, don't I appreciate it.
What about you as a woman, though?
We won't ever say anything.
Really?
No.
You won't say anything?
No. We let you guys think that you're all the masters. We all do.
You gotta say something.
Always.
See, I find that to be dumb.
It is what it is. You gotta. It's been since the history of forever. We just want to get you guys to the finish line. That's the end of the goal.
I mean, okay. Always. Sometimes there is where, like, we need to get to the finish line. I'm done.
The only time I've ever said anything was like when a guy like finger banged me too hard.
Ooh.
That's not pleasant. You can imagine just knuckles hitting your pelvic bone. And you're like, that's not real cool. Thanks, karate chop. But karate no chop. Thank you. I don't know what you're doing, but you're just punching me in my cooter at this point. So that's the only time that I've ever said anything. But otherwise, it's like, they're doing their best.
Well, really? I would advise any of our female listeners out there is to tell the dude.
Say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't sit there and fucking suffer.
It might also be like his turn on.
Yeah, for the history of ever. Yeah. Say something. Everybody, all women, let's say something.
Go listen to the most recent episode that we did of watching a movie where black people aren't saying anything.
On to Did You Know.
Did We Know.
Moving on. Because, bitch, if I don't get a drink soon, I'm gonna start coughing up fucking cotton balls. All right. More than 31% of men have dumped women over their weight compared to 12% of women.
Hmm.
So
I'm not on there.
31% of men
I've never dumped a woman in my life.
It just says has dumped someone. So I just assumed, but probably that.
Okay. All right, now I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Have you been dumped because of your weight? Have you dumped somebody because of their weight?
Yes. Because
Yes what?
I couldn't get past their weight.
Uh-huh.
But you started dating them at that weight?
The weight that I thought they were, but then when I met them was a lot more.
Ooh.
And I, in my mind, I always feel like, oh, I can work through this.
Mm-hmm.
But then at some point I'm like, well, I'm going to have to get down there. Like, how much do I have to move out of the way?
Ooh, whoa.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel bad. And usually they end up dumping me because I'm like, I don't want to dump you because of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not taking it like any further.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're going on dates and that's like it. Like we're having fun.
So they dump you because you're wasting their time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And you're like.
I'm like,
No. But you didn't have to do the hard work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man, I don't think that's cool to do that.
But I feel like I would. Because, I hope. My brother doesn't listen to this podcast, but he used to be a really fit guy. And then he met his current partner and he just
lost it.
Became uncomfortably large.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think at that size, at first, I don't know that I would want my partner to get that big. Mm-hmm. But then at that size, I might give an ultimatum.
For me, I think there's a certain size you get into. You've seen my one boyfriend. He was a bigger dude, but I think he was like the right amount for me.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking about?
He was a chunkier boy.
Yeah, he was like dad bod, bro.
Yeah,
like I mean, that's perfect. Dad bod.
Yeah, yeah. I love a good dad bod.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, he daddy.
Yeah,
make sure you.
But like that big like round, that big round hard belly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would probably give the ultimatum and be like, look, like I've asked you to get healthy a few times. Mm-hmm. Like I'm willing to be partner with this, but I can't.
So let me, okay. Cause I think if you met that person at that weight, that's you picked that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I understand, like, with him, like, he wasn't that, and then he got like that. Mm-hmm. So if you, if that's how you met them and all that, and that's how you, like, whatever, fell in love, then that's mm-hmm. fucked up.
Yeah, I would, but then just don't be with that person.
If you gained more weight after, mm-hmm. you know, I guess you could, I guess it'd be okay, but you definitely should have a talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you should have a that's talk a if it's talk. Like a committed person. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a harder talk than this bad
but
sex thing.
Yeah, but it's part of the attractiveness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
There is and a limit.
There's a limit.
Mm-hmm. I want to be clear. There is a limit.
Yeah.
Because we have talked about it. When I see certain people and I see them struggling, walking and fucking breathing,
yeah,
I'm like, I will put disgusted a gun by in that. My mouth.
Yeah.
I will blow my fucking
sorry
brains out.
To all of the heavy listeners out there, but that's
yeah no
yeah. Anyways, let's move on from that. Did you know,
damn, why'd you bring this topic up?
Jesus, that was
why'd you bring this
part
topic?
Of that safety corner, this is directed at me specifically. Limit your alcoholic drinks / know your limit. Mm-hmm. / tell the person at the beginning your intent for how much you're going or willing to drink that night. So it's not like one more, another one, another okay. one. So maybe at the beginning you say, you know, I just want to let you know I kind of go easy tonight. So, you know, I can't have more than two or I can't have more than three. You know what I mean? So that maybe they're not pushing you further as well. This probably happens with females more than it does with males. Okay. But I think men, I believe this, I don't think it, that men feel like they get you liquored up enough, you'll do just about whatever the fuck they want you to do.
Okay.
And so they'll keep pushing you to want to drink more because they want your inhibitions lowered, right? Dang. They think we're stupid. I'm never stupid. It's, I don't know, it's so funny. But I do think you should know your limits in those kind of situations. For when sure. I'm in a safe situation, when I'm out with Junior, I don't know my limits.
You're sloshing it up.
Because I know mm-hmm. he's going to get me home. I know how I'm going.
And he would never take advantage of you.
I hope he does.
By the time she's that, I'm probably like annoyed.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like I've been there with you guys before, but
if she's that, like, I don't know, we told you one time we uh-huh. went and we do believe somebody put something in a drink.
Ooh.
It was like after 2.5 drinks.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
I've remember. She drank more yeah. than that.
Oh, yeah, she got in my sloshy, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grabbing a dude's cell phone, like, blah, blah, blah.
I blacked out. It, like,
oh, damn.
After the second drink, I was completely blacked out.
And I was, like,
and
of
then
course,
we left about a half a drink later.
Because I was getting upset. Like, why is she at, like, why is she grab that dude's uh-huh. phone? Like, what the fuck? Why is she, you know, like, kind of making a scene? And then I was like, what did you just say? You seen her drink way more than that.
Yeah.
And I was like, mm-hmm. this isn't right. You know, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, we got to go home. But, yeah.
I like, didn't even, oh, I was kind of fighting you that night, mm-hmm. though. Yeah. I was fighting him. Like, I got home. I ate a bunch of shit. I never remembered. But really? So in my safe spot, I do know my limits though. When I'm not in my safe spot.
Well, what is your limit then? Let's just put it out there for listeners.
She doesn't Oof. Know her limit.
Four.
Ah, that's a lot.
I love how she's like, I know my limit.
But listen, I know my honest limit. I'm being honest here. About four is where I can max out at okay. with being able to still
we call
function.
It where she doesn't one-eye it.
I don't have to one-eye it on the
oh
way home.
Oh, my gosh. See, I don't drink, so this is an issue for me.
Yeah.
So when people go out and drink, they're like, hey, do you want one? I'm like, nah, I'm not really interested.
But mm-hmm. even when you do, you know yeah. what is your limit. Pretty much.
Yeah,
one for me. If
you're
with us, you'll mm-hmm. have maybe like one full drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then if like we order something like a tasty little thing, you'll, mm-hmm. you'll sip it just to see what it tastes like.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And no more than that because no.
And I don't think this is really an issue for Junior. And I really don't think you ever drink too much when you're out, but I think it's more for women to be mm-hmm. safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, guys,
don't put yourself in a situation where you're allowing men to continue to push you to drink and then you possibly could black out or something yeah. could happen.
And that's a sign
they
right
could slip
there.
You a drink at my bar. And maybe if you're out, I don't see why they wouldn't be willing to do this. I'll slide my glass over to the bartender when I'm going to the bathroom. They mm-hmm. actually put it behind the bar.
Uh-oh.
And then when I come back, they'll give it back to me. Yeah. That way it stays. I don't even have to worry about it.
Dang.
Yeah. Anyways, stay safe, bitches. That's that safety corner. I'm going to let this wrap up for today. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us.
I was promised a song.
Oh. Well, she went right through it real quick.
Sorry.
Damn.
You ready? Yeah.
Could you cut it in?
Thank you for staying with us through our
safety corner. There we go.
There we go.
Now I feel better.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
All right. Wrap it up. We suggest you guys always wrap it up.
Unless there's no time.
Please. No. There's always time for wrapping it up, folks. Yes. Please keep it safe. STD-free since 1983. Junior. There's always time.
There's absolutely always time because guess
safe.
What?
Always stay safe.
Yeah. Always. Because you might not be able to get out of that situation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, man.
In this kind of climate that we're in.
I agree, guys. I agree. So wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Unless there's no time.
He hasn't learned. Still isn't.
That's why he has 20 children out there that don't know his name.
My legacy. Sorry, I don't have 20 kids. Don't come for me, child support.
All right, you guys. Until next time, I love you guys so much. Goodbye.
See ya.
You just listened to Tales from the Apps from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Make It a Combo and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.